This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, afternoon, back at it after kind of an odd week with Thanksgiving, a little bit of a different schedule. And we've got five programs this week focusing on a lot of different things. We're going to start off with a conversation about family, faith, and relationship advocates, and Robert Miller, the executive director, and then one of the board members, Jeff Pascal, in. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. Yeah, good to be here.
So I guess, first of all, FARA, which I probably mispronounced at least once this morning, explain what the organization is all about.
Perfect. And you said it perfect. Some say FARA, some say FARA, but FARA is perfect. FARA, we went on our four-year anniversary beginning of November. And so in the 4 years that we've been open, what we've done, we're a 501c3 nonprofit mental health agency, and we work with family and children in crisis. And our hope is within a 10-year plan, create parenting education series, parenting education, domestic violence education, crisis for those that are homeless, and services for those that don't have the capacity of the support system to be able to be healthy.
So is this part of a larger, like, state or national organization?
I've got all of my training and my mentorship underneath Carolyn Rexius and CAFA up in Eugene. They've been up there for 34 years, and so after my training up there, they gave me permission to utilize their model, their amazing services. And when we opened up 4 years ago, we opened up about 90% of the services they currently have.
So how many staff do you have right now?
We are about 12 staff with about 15 volunteers.
And Jeff, talk about what you do as a board member.
Well, I'm the pastor, the resident pastor, but I met Robert about 7 years ago when I moved into town. I planted a church, and so I jumped on as a board member because as a church planting pastor, having a church that just now started 6 years ago, our vision was to simply look for nonprofits just like Robert's that was making an impact in the lives of families and children. And instead of, you know, inventing someone inside of our own church, we thought it'd be great to impact through an already existing vision. And Robert had a fantastic one that was perfectly in line with our vision. So really my role is to be a board member and to support the entire organization and to support Robert.
So Robert, talk about your background in the field. How long have you been involved in this whole arena of mental health?
I started about 11 years ago. I'm a therapist, so I have my master's, and in fact, in about a month, I'll be taking my LCSW test to finish this 12-year journey. So I've been working about 9 years as a domestic violence facilitator and educator. So lots of extensive training up in Portland and up in the Eugene area in order to open this 4 years ago.
So how did you get interested in this?
I wanted to pay it forward, Kyle. I had a life. I'm not just the hair club president. I'm a hair club member. And so I look like, I model like a lot of the clients that we help. I was that person who had a divorce. I was that person that had trauma. I was a person that came from hard and difficult times. And so when I finally got my life straight 13 years ago, my only desire, my only focus was to create an agency, an opportunity for other people to have a place to heal, to change, or to grow.
Do you feel that you're better at your job because of your background?
I really do. I really feel like I can, in most of the situations and people I help or walk journeys with, I can actually say I understand and mean that without it just being empty words.
I know that some of the people I've talked to that are addiction counselors have come out of their own addiction, which could, you know, could be a variety of things, but say that they are much better at that because they had that bad spot in their life and then turn it around.
Yeah, I think it really builds an empathy piece in you that gives you the capacity to understand how people can get hurt, how people can hurt, how people can find themselves in addiction or in bad spots. And it not be because they're good or bad, but because of where they've come from or what they've been involved in.
So how does your organization get its funding?
Most of our funding comes through paid for services. We get a lot of local grants from places like Cow Creek and Ford Family and lots of different state funding agencies. We do several galas a year, two galas a year, one coming up in a few days that we really want to start showcasing so that we do one main gala a year.
And Jeff, what have you seen as this organization's evolved?
Wow, I've seen, each one of the facets of the program, not having gone through the training he went through when he was with CAFA and Eugene, he came back with a lot of vision and a lot of explaining the different services, but with all the different acronyms that those services represented by, I didn't really know, but I got the opportunity to see what OPAC is, what PAC is, as these services started to develop, these anger management courses for court-appointed, and then all of a sudden Safe Families developed. And Safe Families is an unbelievable ministry that empowers, families and connects them with people that have no connection, who are in danger of losing their kids to the foster system. And that was where I started lighting up and seeing, wow, FARA is going to make a huge impact in this community. And then all of a sudden the youth programs developed in the last couple of months. So it's been a real adventure and a joy to watch FARA grow. In fact, I think I'm excited to see where it's going to continue to grow in the next few years. So.
Now, I'm going through a lot of the information you provided. You've got, it looks like, four different types of therapy programs. Can you kind of walk us through each one of those?
Sure. Any given time, we are currently working with individuals that are in crisis that have gone through trauma or had a beginning story that was difficult now that they're dealing with. We do play therapy, so we have a play therapy room where we work with children. We do couples counseling. We do individual counseling. We do a lot of reintegration and reunification therapy for individuals that have lost the ability to be with each other. And so part of that therapy creates a safe place for healing and changing.
What about the background of the people that work for you? What kind of qualifications do they need? What kinds of things have they done?
Sure. Pretty much at every level outside of volunteers, every staff member has got at least a bachelor's degree, if not more, because of the therapeutic work they're doing, master's level or doctorate level when we're talking therapy work, and bachelor's level individuals in a social work working with, crisis and teens and children in need.
Now, you mentioned a gala coming up, and that's happening actually Friday, right?
Oh, yeah. We're excited. Getting everything together, getting all of the food and the music and the wine and the beer and the fun and the festivities.
So tell us more about it and how people can get tickets.
Sure. Yeah. First of all, you can go on to www.faraforkids.org. There's a gala tab there. It'll give you even more information. It's called the Taste of Roseburg. It's the first of many to come, but we're going to offer an amazing two-hour experience of live music, live auction, silent auction, all kinds of opportunities to find out about FARA, support FARA, and then have a dinner experience one bite at a time, as we have lots of local restaurants and vendors is going to showcase their best foods at one bite. And so you're going to be able to come in and have this great experience with great music, family, and fun, all to support families and children in crisis.
And Jeff, I understand this is going to be at your church.
It is. It's right on Diamond Lake. It's 1600 Northeast Diamond Lake, not far from the library, not far from KQEN.
So Roseburg Journey Church doing that. And how many people can you have at this event? What are you hoping for?
Our hope is that we have 200 people join us that night, Kyle.
Mm-hmm. And so a lot of opportunity for people to learn, and maybe people are more receptive to things like this after the last couple of years, because everybody's had their own level of mental health struggles just going through a pandemic.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of why we quadrupled during COVID, is because of being a therapeutic agency, and there's very few in our community. We didn't go backwards. We flew forwards because of the people and the individuals and the families in this community that are hurting. It's evident.
Talk about some of the resources you have that are particularly aimed at parents.
Yeah, we have our TIPS program, which is our True Insight Parenting Strategies. It's a six-week free community event. It's happening at several locations any given moment. Tonight, I'm teaching week four in FARA. It's a hybrid, online and in person. In January, we'll have another round. So every 6 weeks, there's a new round. We're also going out to Sutherland School District and doing one for their school district. We did Winchester last year. And so whether we're at the schools doing it or in the community, we're always offering the six-week certificate program to build your relational capacity. And then we also have our Parenting After Crisis, which we work with DHS and the courts for those individuals that need a more extensive journey in picking up some skills to connect with their children.
All right, more when we come back. Family, faith, and relationship advocates, Robert Miller and Jeff Pascal in the interview podcast after one at 541radio.com. 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming up at 1 on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County program, continuing the conversation with organizations helping folks in the area. And tomorrow we're going to meet the new directors of the Roseburg Dream Center. Jeremy and Holly Graman are going to be in for Inside Douglas County. Robert Miller and Jeff Pascal in here from Family, Faith, and Relationship Advocates, FARA. You know, one of the things that we've looked at over the years, going back, a decade or more, is the whole issue of homeless youth. And back in the days, I can remember talking to Father Juniper Snyder over at St. Joseph's, who had this realization that homelessness in youth was a big deal and that something had to be done. One model kind of worked for a long time. There's been a shift. But what kinds of things are you doing to help out with the homeless youth issue?
I love that. We are recognizing in our own Douglas County community it's going to take a collaborative effort. We all know Casa de Belen shut down several years ago. And so in the meantime, what we've done underneath the FARA umbrella through the FARA for Youth Crisis Program is we have a collaboration with Hearts with a Mission in Jackson and Josephine County. So any child or youth that is homeless, that doesn't have a safe place to stay, we have a contract that can come and get them and take them to the shelter, and then we wrap around them and help them get healthy, help them move forward, help them come back home, whatever the situation calls for. So that's one way that we help some of the youth in our communities. But until we can get that next shelter here in our own city, mm-hmm. we're trying to collaborate with those that do have capacity. We also have a drop-in center that's Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. In this drop-in center for teens 12 to 24, you can come in and get clothing, you can get food, you can get mental health services, you can get a free space to stay and do homework or get a job resume built. There's a learning lab and there's a chill room, all built for teens that might not have a safe place to hang out or to do homework or to be. And so we have this drop-in center where we can help a teen get to where they need to get to, whatever that may be for them, to be healthy. And in the meantime, until we can get that shelter, we've got the collaboration with Hearts with a Mission so we can get a teen safely to a pillow if needed.
So where is this drop-in center at?
It's underneath our banner on 505 Southeast Main Street, underneath the FARA banner. We took over the whole building not too long ago, specifically so we can offer these crisis services. And so even though the drop-in center is at 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock Monday through Friday, any teen in crisis or in need can call, and we're gonna meet the need immediately. We're gonna jump to the rescue.
What kind of response are you seeing to having that available?
Ever since we had our open house in July, and we've seen some unbelievable response. Our food pantry and our clothing closet, which we have this time of year where it's cold, we've got tents and sleeping bags and skateboards and warm clothes. I have to keep going and getting more, Kyle, because they're being utilized. And so our safe rooms are being utilized by teens who don't have a safe place to go right now. They can come check it out for several hours and just know that that's safe for them for a few hours. So it's starting to pick up steam. We're really pleased to see where it's going and where it will go as more people find out that these resources are available.
So does that safe room concept kind of help people de-escalate, you know, essentially being able to walk away from a situation for a while until they can get some help or figure things out more?
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago that we had a situation between two individuals, and one was able to come check out our safe room for a couple hours, even have a counselor halfway through come and share them and help them de-escalate and get regulated in their emotions. And it was a pretty amazing event because there was a space where they could do that rather than continue to get escalated and probably cause worse damage.
One of the things I was seeing in one of your documents was the whole idea of wraparound services, because usually folks that come to you need more than help with just one area.
Yeah, the research says is the moment I refer you to another agency, 40% chance you never make it there. So my passion for opening FARA, forget a little emotional, is to create a space so that no matter what your struggle is, no matter what your situation is, no matter what your story is I'm not sending you away to somewhere else. Those services are available under the FAR umbrella, whether it be mental health services, physical services, spiritual services, emotional services, a safe place to stay, or just accessing some clothing because you don't have that.
What about for staff? I'm always curious about people that work in this area. Because you intake a lot of people's emotions and problems and situations during the day. How do you work with your staff to keep them mentally healthy?
Yeah, no, that's probably the most foundational piece of being an executive director is making sure that my staff has the capacity to help. And so their tank needs to be full. They need to have the training. And so we do a lot of extensive training with our staff. And even some of our local agencies we'll collaborate with so we can do trainings together.
What about one of the other programs you mentioned, anger management, domestic violence? Talk more about
sure.
that.
Our OPAC, Outgrowing Power Anger Control, is a 36-week mandated and volunteer program. It's a relational course where an individual is going to, over a 36-week period, one, understand their story and where they come from and why they dance and lean the way that they do. And when an individual gets that information, then they can then learn to do new. And so what we're trying to do is change their paradigm of how this work's been done the last 100 years and actually have some effect so the recidivism rate drops and doesn't continue to increase in domestic violence.
In so many of these things, it seems like it's generational, too, that you end up acting out what you grew up having to put up with.
Yeah, it's a skill that's passed on. And if we don't recognize that, then I believe everybody... I don't believe it's a will, it's a skill thing. And so I believe that all of us innately are good, but we are going to carry out our story and our skills that we're passing down. And so I'd say 60 to 65% of what we do is generationally passed down. And if we don't recognize it, stop, be emotionally intelligent, aware enough to do something about it, then we'll always continue to just react like those above us react when we were younger.
Jeff, what have you seen in just being a board member and watching in the impact in people's lives?
So I get firsthand experience because one of the visions of FAR is to go in and really solicit churches. And I was the first one to throw my doors wide open and say, come on in, Robert. And we saw, like he'd suggested, the tips came in, and immediately we invited families, not just from the ones that come to FAR, but also from our own congregation. We're able to attend and get the training on how to, you know, parenting training that is invaluable. So that's one impact. The other is with Safe Families. Safe Families is a program that is really mobilizing. It's designed to mobilize people with connections, to connect them with people with none. And that's why we've thrown the doors wide open and had Robert come in, and also Liberty Dryden, who's the director of Safe Families, asking families in our church to give them themselves as little as just a couple of hours to watch a little child after they've been, you know, properly vetted and background checked and trained and all those things. But to be able to step in and help out for just either a couple of hours, or sometimes where we have to place a child for maybe a day or two or maybe longer, to keep that parent from losing that child to the foster system. And I'm seeing testimonies from parents that are making an impact in the lives of not only that child but that parent, and there's connections developing where these families these parents who had no options, now they have connections. And not just a couple, but many. So it's been really neat.
Just about out of time. Robert, remind folks about the event Friday and how they can get tickets.
Yep, Friday, December 2nd, 6 o'clock to 8:30. Go online to the FARO website. There's a gala tab, tell you all about it. Feel free to just join us the night of. Come to Journey Roseburg Church the night of, and you can join us. We'd love to have you there. It's going to be a fun night.
All right, Robert Miller, Executive Director of FARA, Jeff Paschal, a board member. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.